Fine, so we're on the bottom, all the way to the bottom of Dalet and Beis, the last two words. The Gemara has been telling us that there's a machlokus amaraim, whether everything that's written in the context of Miluim, whether that's ma'akev, every single detail in Miluim is ma'akev, or only things that are written, but in the future would be ma'akev in Miluim. But something that was done during Miluim, that Ladoris would not be ma'akev a carbon, would not be ma'akev in Miluim. So Gemara is going to tell us a couple of nafkaminas. What's an example of this? So Gemara, last two words says, my benai. What is a nafkamina? So before we even ask what the nafkaminas are, we have to ask the question, my dahava hava. What happened, who really cares? The Gemara often asks the question, we'll see in Amud Beis, who cares what happened then? It doesn't have any halacha ma'aseh ramifications to us right now, however it was done then. So there are a couple of interesting answers what the nafkaminas are. The Sfas Emes says, a nafkamina is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said yesterday, the past couple of days, used the milum as a source for the 7 days of pre-shir for Yom HaKippurim. So whatever would be Ma'akev in the Milum then, it's going to be Ma'akev now during Shivas Yimei Prisha of 7 days of Yom Kippur. So there's a numeric relevance. That's one. Number two is there's a Ramban that says the Miluim was not just a one-time event. The Miluim was Lidoros as well. That Bimei Moshe Shlomo and Bimei Ezra, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, so they also had a Miluim during those times. It wasn't just a one-time event in the Mishkan. When the Beis HaMikdash was built, they had 7 days of preparation. Look at the Psukim, look at the Gemara's Moikatan. There is a 7-day Miluim. During this Miluim, they perhaps did, according to Ramban, they did the same exact Karbanos that were done in the Torah, were done here as well. So it is an Afkamina Ladoros. And Las Lavol, for Bai Shlishi, the same thing would take place. So now that we've established there is a real relevant Afkamina, what are the Afkaminas, whether you say everything listed in the Miluim is Ma'akev, or only things that Ladoros would be Ma'akev during the Miluim? Ma'akev the entire process of the Miluim. The 7 days, it would be disqualified, and perhaps you have to start over again, I guess.
The entire thing of Ma'akev, the service of Yom Kippurim.
No, we're talking about right now, not Yom Kippurim, we're talking about during the Miluim, the 7 days before the Mishkan.
Okay.
So, let's say you did a karban, or you missed something, you didn't do what was supposed to be done.
So you need to start all over.
Exactly. So the Gemara says, top line, Hey Amin Aleph, Amar of Yosef, Smicha Ikibinai, Smicha, what's Smicha? You're placing your hands on top of the karban, that's called Smicha, you lean on top of the animal, that's a Smicha. That's a nafkamina. Because the man damar kol akasa behen makev, the opinion says everything that's written in Miluim is makev, then smicha makva. Smicha is written, you could see in the psukim there, is written in Miluim. So it would be makev. If smicha wasn't done, the entire karban would be disqualified. However, the man damar davar she'ein makev ledoros, ein makev behen, something that wasn't going to be in the future makev, then it wasn't makev in Miluim, smicha makva. So apparently smicha is not ma'akev ledoros. Well, ledoros minalan delo makva. How do we know that smicha la'aslava, not la'aslava? How do we know smicha ledoros generations that smicha is not ma'akev the carbon in general? Titania, the Brisa tells us v'samach v'nirtzi. The pasuk says v'samach v'nirtzi. You do smicha and you get nirtzi. You get a peas. The Kadosh Baruch Hu likes your carbon. So asks the Gemara, v'chi smicha mechaperes? What do you mean, samach v'nirta? You do smicha, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu grants you kapara? It has nothing to do with smicha. V'chi smicha mechaperes? V'alo ein kapar el bedam. The dam is what achieves, it provides kapara to the person bringing it. Shinemar ki adam hu b'nefesh yichaper. The dam is what provides kapara, not smicha. So what's the juxtaposition of samach v'nirta? Uma tamalomer v'samach v'nirta, asks the Brisa. Says the Gemara, sh'im asal smicha shiari mitzvah. If you make the smicha like a shiari mitzvah, like a leftover mitzvah. In other words, you forgot to do smicha entirely. So then the halacha is malah halav akasav. The kasav considers it by calling it minirta kilo kapar v'kapar. It's somehow as if you didn't do a kapar, but you did a kapar. So really, the
just
only
just because
it's next to each other, nirta next to smicha, telling us is something about smicha. What's it telling us? The smicha is not without smicha. It's not really me'akiv the kapar because kapar is achieved through dam, but it brings it to a lesser level. It's not me'akiv, but it's a lesser level. What does it mean a lesser level? If you look at Rashi, the let's just do the top line shiari mitzvah. What does it mean shiari mitzvah? It's a leftover mitzvah. Klomar, shlochash lach shavoso mitzvah. You didn't really view it. You didn't consider, it's just smicha. It's not so important. You viewed it as like a leftover. V'lo samach, you didn't do it. It says Rashi, kilu lo kipar mina muvchar. You didn't achieve the best form of kapara. You got kapara, but wasn't the mina muvchar, wasn't the best form of kapara. So here we see that smicha is not ma'akev. So this is an afkamita. The one who says that everything written in the miluim would be ma'akev, so smicha would have been ma'akev.
It's nafkamina.
But that is the whole point. They were saying smicha.
What is nafkamina?
Oh, what does it mean? Nafkamina means a practical ramification. What's the difference? A practical ramification is like the literal translation, which means exactly. So there are two opinions. What's the difference of the two opinions? Is there a practical difference?
What's the difference? Practical.
Is there a practical difference? Okay, in theory they could have two different differences, but does it come out to any real halachic difference? So halachic difference is yes, that the opinion who thinks that everything that's written in miluim is ma'akev. So smicha is written in miluim. If you didn't do smicha, it'd be ma'akev. But the opinion says that, no, only things that ledoros later on would be ma'akev is ma'akev in miluim. Something that wouldn't be ma'akev ledoros would not be ma'akev. So smicha ledoros is not ma'akev. So if I did the smicha in the miluim, even though it was written in miluim, it shouldn't be ma'akev. Or the other opinion says, no, everything written there, I don't care what's ledoros, everything written is going to be ma'akev. So smicha is the first example of an afkamina between these two opinions. Comes along with Nachman Bar Yitzchak. He offers a different explanation. Amar Tanufa Ikmanav. Tanufa is where they took the carbonyls of the bread and they'd wave it up and down, left and right, every single direction. So that's an afkamina. Liman damar kol kasev behem akiven makvet makiv. Since it says tanufa in the miluim, so tanufa would have been makiv the entire process of the miluim. But liman damar davarish ain makiv ledoros ain makiv behem lo makva. So tanufa is not makiv ledoros, so it wouldn't be makiv during the miluim. Where do we see this? Ledoros minolon de lo makva. Where do we see that tanufa is not makiv? The Tani, the Brisa quotes the pasuk. The tenufa lechaper, the tenufa provides kapara. The chi tenufa mechaperes is tenufa the waving of the carbonos that really provides the kapara. Halo ain kapara el badam shenamar ki adam hu nefesh shechaper, like we said before. So why is it juxtaposing tenufa to kapara? Matam loma the tenufa lechaper. What's the juxtaposition? Answers the gemara, the brisa. Shima sal tenufa shiari mitzvah. If you make the tenufa as a leftover mitzvah, in other words, you don't perform the tenufa. Mala lava kaser the kaser the pasuk considers it kilo lo kapar v'kapar, as if you had kapara but not real. You did or you didn't do it. In other words, the same thing we said before. You really do get kapara, but it wasn't minam mufka. It wasn't the most ideal way of performing kapara, but it wasn't ma'ake the kapara if you did not do the tenufa. So tenufa is the second example of a nafkamina between these two opinions. A third nafkamina brings Reb Papa Amar Prisha Shiva Ikabanayu, whether you require 7 days of separation, that's a nafkamina. So if they, let's say they didn't do the 7 days of Prisha, would that have been ma'akev in miluim or not? If they didn't do it, that's understand. So leman damar kosu ben ma'akev ben makva. So because it says 7 days of separation, so it's ma'akev. But leman damar davar she'enu ma'akev ledaros enu ma'akev ben lo makva. So saying that in the future won't be ma'akev, then it wasn't ma'akev during the miluim. Ledaros minalim de lo makva. How do I know it's not ma'akev ledaros? So this line, this nafkamina, the Gemara doesn't bring a source in the Torah, but brings a proof from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when it comes to the backup Kohen Gadol, that you're maskinah him. We pointed this out yesterday, that you simply designate him, but you don't make the backup Kohen Gadol separate for 7 total days. So this is a raya that if Prisha, 7 days of separation, was a requirement, and in Likuva, it was Makev, so then even the backup Kohen Gadol should require 7 days of Prisha. The fact that we don't make him sounds like it's not Makev Ladoros.
So Rav Yosef said that everything is Makev, Rav Yochanan said that nothing is Makev.
Rav Yochanan says only things that were Ladoros or were not Makev won't be Makev from Mulu. But certain things, let's say the Zrika, the sprinkling of blood, since Ladoros, Zrika, is ma'akev the carbon, then that would have been ma'akev osim milum.
Okay.
Only certain actions that ledor gave, like smicha and tenufa, those would be ma'akev in the Mishkan.
Okay.
That's what Rav Yochanan said. While the other,
Rav Yosef.
That's That's Rabbi Yosef. That's the other opinion. That's Rabbi Hanina, right? Hanina says only those things. Rabbi Yochanan says every single thing that was written in the Miluim, regardless of what the Dor is going to be, everything written is going to be Ma'akir.
Is this the first time here we saw an opinion that said that it's not ma'akev to if you don't have kosher for a coin, some of the birthplace? Even before, we had an opinion from Rish Lakish that the Makor is not the Milum, but the Makor is rather from Har Sinai. Mm-hmm. But I don't recall seeing at that time when anyone said it's not ma'akev, it's just an argument over what the Makor is.
Yeah, I don't think we discussed it until
the first
place. Yeah.
So you saw an opinion that says that.
Yeah. Okay. Now the Gemara brings yet a fourth nafka mina between these two opinions. Now these different nafka minas, there's a machlokas achron on whether these four nafka minas, all these amarim agree with each other. They're just different examples. Or others say no. The fact that they bring on new answers thinks that they argue in the previous answer somehow. So Ravina says, "What's the fourth nafka mina?" Ravina Amar Riboy Shiva U Mishicha Shiva Ikabinayo. That during the Miluim, for 7 days, Aaron had to wear the big day kuna, the 8 special clothing of the Kohen Gadol, and he got anointed with oil for 7 days. So the 7 days of Riboy Begadim and 7 days of Mishicha. That just like that was done in the Miluim, that's a question whether that's Ma'akev or not. The Mandam are called Kasub Hem Ma'akev and Ma'akev. Since it was listed in the Miluim, so it's going to be Ma'akev. But the Mandam are Davrish Ain Ma'akev, the Doros Ain Ma'akev, and Lo Ma'akev. The person who thinks things that in the future won't be Ma'akev, so then it wasn't Ma'akev the Miluim. The Doros Minon the Lo Ma'akev. But how do you know that the Doros, that the 7 days of wearing Big Day Kuna and the 7 days of Mashiach are not Ma'akev? The Tanya, the Brisa says, it's a little bit confusing here. The pasuk says, "V'chaper kohen asher yimshach oso, v'asher yimala es yado l'kohen tachas aviv." So the kohen provides kapara. The one who was anointed and the one who is mala es yado, who filled his hands underneath his father, and the pasuk continues to say, "V'levash is big day abba," and he wore the clothing. So there's a reference here of Mashiach and a reference of Big Day Kahuna in this pasuk. Ma Talmud Lomer, what is this pasuk coming to tell me? The Pishin Amar, it says in a different pasuk, Shivas Yomim Yul B'Shem HaKohen Tachas Mibanov, that the sons are going to wear the clothing for 7 days. Ainli Ela Nisraba Shiva V'Nimshach Shiva. I only know from that pasuk that you require 7 days of wearing the Big Day Kahuna and 7 days of Mashiach of oil. How do I know though, Nisraba Shiva Vanum Shach Yom Echad? How do I know if I, let's say, work the Big Day Kuna for 7 days and only did Mashiach one day? Or I did Nisraba Yom Echad Vanum Shach Sheva? Or maybe I only did one day of wearing the extra Big Day Kuna, but I did 7 days of Mashiach. Minayin, how do I know even that works? 7 and 1, 1 and 7, as opposed to 7 and 7. Talmud Lomar, Asher Yimshach Oso, Vashay Malas Yado, Mikol Makom. So the previous pasuk we brought, that the Kohen Gadol who did some type of anointing and some type of wearing clothing, he's going to be a Kohen Gadol. Meaning you don't need 7 full days of wearing the Big Day Kuna, you don't need 7 full days of the Mashiach. So this is the Rai that's not Ma'akev L'Doros. The Gemara asks, Ashkechan Riboy Shiva Lechad Chila. So we found the pasuk that says, ideally, Shev 7 days of wearing the Big Day Kuna. Mashicha Shiva Lechad Chila Minon. How do you know, ideally, one should have 7 days of Mashicha? What's the Lechad Chila? One should do that. That's the ideal way. So, Ibais Ema, the Gemara answers, Meditza Chralim Ute. From the fact that the pasuk needs to exclude it, the pasuk says that we allow you to have Mashicha with 1 day is enough. Seems to imply that ideally it shouldn't be 1 day, ideally it should be 7 days. Vibai same alternatively, the Gemara suggests. The Amar Kura, the Pasuk says, U big day akodesh asher la'aron, yelavanav acharav l'moshcha behem, u l'mal behem as yadam. In the very same Pasuk, it talks about wearing clothing and it talks about Mashicha. So the Gemara says, Iskish Mashicha l'riboy, there's a hekesh of Mashicha, of anointing with oil, to the wearing of the clothing. Mariboy Shivaf Mashicha Shiva. So just like ideally, like the Pasuk explicitly says, you should wear the clothing for 7 days, so to ideally a person should do the Mashicha, the anointing, for 7 days. Okay. A little bit confusing, but now, in terms of the Lechachila Din, of wearing seven days of clothing, the eight Big Day Kuna, Kohen Gadol, for 7 days in a row, Rambam writes, this is, he quotes the halacha that to be the Kohen Gadol, you have to wear You have to do 7 days of the eight big day kuna. The rabbi argues says, no, that's not true. Only when it comes to Yom Kippur do you have to do the 7 days of wearing the big day kuna. But any other day of the year, if the Kohen Gadol is, let's say, appointed in the middle of the year, he doesn't need to wear the seven days of the big day kuna. Only prior to Yom Kippur does he have to do this. That's Machlokas Rambam Ravid. So I believe I didn't get a chance to look at this. I think this is similar to another Machlokas Rambam Ravid, where the Rambam, I think, says that there's a halacha, the first mission in the Yuma, that the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. So Pashas is referring to Yom Kippur, the wife just in Yom Kippur. The Rambam says, no, it's the entire year the Kohen Gadol has to be married. Not only on Yom Kippur.
In order to be elected,
when he's elected, he has to be, make sure he's married. Always has to find the wife. So here too also, the Rambam says it's not only in terms of Yom Kippur, you have to have the 7 days preparing for Yom Kippur, it's the entire year. To be the Kohen Gadol, you have to have the 7 days of wearing the clothing. So I think there are a couple ways to explain this. One, the simplest explanation is that the Kohen Gadol has certain dinim of like Yom Kippur all year long. For him, it's Yom Kippur almost every single day. He has to have that. He has to be on that standard the entire year, as opposed to the Rav. He says, no. The Kohen Gadol becomes a completely different person Yom Kippur. The rest of the year, he's a Kohen Gadol. But Yom Kippur, he's a Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim, and the halachas change. I think this is a Lashitasim. I didn't check it, but I think that's the way the Machlokas goes there. Okay, let's go back to now. So the Gemara says now, two lines from the bottom of Heyman Aleph. My taima, the man damer, what's the reasoning that the opinion that said, this is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that every single detail that's mentioned in the context of Milum is going to be Ma'akif. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan? So says the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vasisa la'aron ulvanov kacha. Where's this Pasuk? This Pasuk is in Kisisa Tetzava, I'm not remembering which Pasuk, but in this, I think Tetzava actually, Tetzava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe all the details that need to be done during the Milum. So when giving over the details, the commandments of the Milum, it says, V'asisa l'arun levanov kacha. You have to do this. What does kacha mean? It says the Gemara, kacha ikuvahu. That's a lashon of kacha. It has to be done this way, and no changing anything. That's why Rabbi Yochanan thinks everything listed in the Milum has to be done, and if not, it's li'ikuvah. So the Gemara says, okay, it's a very nice joshua. But tinach, that makes sense, kol milsa d'chsiva b'hai inyana. That makes sense, everything that's listed in Parshas Tetzaveh, everything that's listed. However, milsa d'loksiva b'hai inyana minolam, there are certain things that were done during the Milum that were not mentioned in Tetzaveh, that were not part of the initial commandment. So everything mentioned in Tetzaveh, I understand that's going to be ma'akev, because it says the word kach in Tetzaveh. But what about something that's not mentioned in Tetzaveh, but had to be done during Milum? How do you know that's Ma'akev? So what's an example? You look at Rashi, Delok Siv, two lines down. Delok Siv b'parshas Milum. It's not mentioned in Milum. B'zeh ha-davar she'atase v'gomer. Lok Siv, it doesn't write in the Tetzava, she'yitein el-achoshen urmetumen kishel bishon. When the Kohen Gadol puts on the big day kahuna, he also puts on the urmetumen. That's part of the big day kahuna. Aval b'parshas Tetzav, it's Aaron she'nemra sha'masiyas milum. When it talks about the doing of the milum, describes how they actually did it, not the commandment, but the doing of it. Ksiv, it says, v'yiten alav es choshen, v'yiten al choshen es urim v'tumim. It says it wrote, he says he put the choshen in the urim v'tumim. But it doesn't say urim v'tumim in the tzavah, in the commandments of performing the milum. So maybe this shouldn't be me'akev, because it doesn't say the word kacha in the context of urim v'tumim. Rashi points out, it actually does say urim v'tumim in Parshas Tetzav, but it's not in the context of the commandments of doing the Milum. In the beginning of the Tetzaveh, it talks about all the Big Day Kuna, lists everything, how to have it. And in the Big Day Kuna, it says, Urim Ritumim. At the end, it starts talking about what are you supposed to do during the Milum. It does not mention putting the Urim Ritumim on. So how do you know that the Urim Ritumim would be Ma'akev, since it doesn't say in the commandments of the Milum, it doesn't say the word Kacha. Now, the Brisker Rav points out from here, I'll wait to get to it in more detail when we get the Chafal from Yirtz Hashem. We point out from Rashi that Urim Ritumim was not part of the Big Day Kahuna. It's a big machlokas Rashi Tosos later on, Rambam Ravid, whether the Urim Ritumim was one of the eight begadim or was something separate. Because the Gemara later on says that the Urim Ritumim, they did not have the Urim Ritumim in Bayis Sheni. If they didn't have the Urim Ritumim in Bayis Sheni, then Kohen Gadol can't work. Because if Kohen Gadol is missing any of the eight begadim, he can't work.
But it's not Ma'akev.
So we see that Urim Ritumim is not one of the eight begadim. However, others say that no, they had the Urim Ritumim. They must have the Urim Ritumim. It's one of the eight begadim. It meant that it didn't work. The Ruach HaKodesh, when you ask questions to the Urim Ritumim, that wouldn't be effective. But Ein HaChanami, they had to have had the Urim Ritumim. That's a discussion later on. So you learn from this Rashi, the fact that Rashi thinks Urim Tumim was not Ma'akev, that's the example he gives, thinks that it's not one of the big day kuna. Because had the Urim Tumim been part of the Eva Gadim, Rashi couldn't suggest that it wasn't Ma'akev. Okay.
So the one who says there wasn't, he had a different beged for the eighth?
Yeah, you have to do all the calculations.
That's something,
I forget
something
exactly
else.
What it means. The Snefes, the...
Okay, but he had a different one. Okay.
Just join you. Already you ask questions.
I'm sorry, you're right. I'll be quiet. I apologize.
So says, don't let David scare. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman, so he answers, how do you know again that the example we will be learning like Rashi? How do you know that Urim Tumim is Makif? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Yolov Pesach, Pesach. It says Pesach in the context of, let's look at Rashi. Pesach, Pesach is a Gzer Shava. It says, B'tzava, in the commandments, namely Parshas Tetzavik, Siv El Pesach Ol Moed. Yisera, the word Pesach apparently is extra there. V'chein Basia, it also says, when doing it, when performing the Meluim in Parshas Tzav, it also says Pesach. How do we see this? B'tzava, Siv Takriv Pesach Ol Moed, V'ochal Aron V'vonav Es Basar Ha'ayel V'es Alechem Asher B'sal Pesach Ol Moed. V'chein Basia, the Pasuk says in Rashi, V'es Kol Eida Hakilu El Pesach Ol Moed. So we see it says Pesach in Parshat Tetzava. It says Pesach in the Parshat Tetzava. So everything that's listed in both places, the Gzer Shava, everything is going to be Me'akev. Even those that were not listed in Tetzava, but were listed in Tzav, everything is going to be Me'akev. That's the opinion of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Comes along Rav Misharshia, Amar. I have a different Pasuk. Ushmartim es mismeres Hashem ikuva. Says the Pasuk, you have to do shmir. You have to keep all the halachas, all the details in Parshat Tzav, everything that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to do, you have to keep to the nth degree. So we see, what does the extra shmir mismeres? It has to be, everything's li'ikuva. If you're missing just one thing, it's going to be ma'akev. And then comes along with Ashi, brings yet a third Pasuk, a rai that everything's ma'akev, because says the Pasuk in the end of Parshat Tzav, kichein tzuvesi, ikuva. I just like everything I commanded you, everything you did in the Asiya was exactly how I commanded you. I commanded you likuva. So three different sources how I know that everything that was done, even though it wasn't necessarily commanded or listed in the commandments, everything that was done had to be done, and it was likuva had it been done otherwise. Okay. Now that Gemara continues, the next few lines are a bit confusing. We'll take it. We'll go through it quickly though. But the Gemara quotes a braisa as follows: Tanur Rabbanan. The Gemara quotes three different psukim in the context of the miluim of Lashon of Tzivesi. So first it says, Kichein Tzivesi, and then Kasher Tzivesi, it says, and then it says, Kasher Tziva Hashem. It says three different times. So this is talking about the case when, after Nadav and Avihu went inside the Kodesh Kedashim, so they got killed. And then Aaron and his children, the leftover children, did not eat the karbanos properly. So Moshe wanted to know, why didn't you eat them? So what's these three references of the I commanded you, I commanded you, I commanded you? So if Pasuk said, the Gemara says, Kichein tzuvesi, baninus yochlu. So Moshe says to Aaron, didn't I command you that even though normally an onen, what's an onen? Person who a relative has died, but there has not yet been a kavura. Normally the halacha is a no onen does not eat a karban.
What's that?
Yeah.
What's staying in here?
In here.
The Tzveti, Tziviti, and Tziva Hashem about what? About eating the korban?
Eating the korban. After Nadav and Avihu, Aaron's sons went to the Kodesh Kedashim improperly. They got killed. So then there were some leftover korbanos that were supposed to be eaten, but Aaron and his children decided not to eat them.
So they didn't like eating korbanot when they...
They're makir, but they didn't eat the korbanos.
So
what was the whole conversation? What was Moshe Rabbeinu referring to when he said, I commanded you this, I commanded you that? So the first mention, Kichein Tzuvesi, that means Va'aninas Yochluhu. So Moshe says to Aaron, didn't I command you that even though normally the halacha is an onin, is not allowed to eat a karban, because the onin is not in the state of simcha, and you have to be in the state of simcha when eating karbanos, I command you that this is a special harasha, this is an exception to the rule that you're supposed to eat the karban. So the Gemara doesn't explain the response. Elsewhere it does. I think this long Rashi explains what Aaron's response was. Should I quickly get it here? I don't see it in Rashi. But okay, either way, an onen can't eat. But this halacha, there's a special exception. You're supposed to eat as an onen. And then what does it mean, kasher tzivisi, bishas maisa? It says here that I commanded you here also to eat as well. When the maisa happened, I commanded you as well. So what's this case talking about? This is different than the onen case, I believe, right? Yeah, I commanded you yet a second time. Initially, I told you, when I gave you all the instruction, I commanded you to eat. when the actual burning of the sa'ir, when the burning of the goat took place during the actual mice of the karbanos, I commanded you yet a second time that when you're an onin, you're supposed to eat, and you still didn't listen to me. And the third time is, what does it mean, kasher tziva Hashem, v'lo me'elai ani yomer. I commanded you from Hashem. I wasn't telling you what to do. It was my own chiddush, says Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a Kadosh Baruch Hu who told me to tell you to eat it, even though you're an onin. That's three different times it says kasher tzivisa in different forms in these psukim. Now, the Gemara elsewhere does elaborate what exactly the conversation was back and forth, but the Gemara right now, I'll just leave it at that, says the three things were these three different references of commanding them to eat while being an onin. Now the Gemara goes further and says, Amar b'yosi bar chanina, michnasayim ein ksuvim b'parsha. It doesn't mention in the parsha of putting the pants on for the Kohen Gadol. So Rashi said, you look the three wide lines down in Rashi, all the way toward the end, sorry, two wide lines down in Rashi. Last two words is Ein Ksuvim B'Parsha. Points at Rashi, we're not going to go through the whole parsha, but Rashi does it for us. B'Levishas B'Gadam. When donning the clothing, it doesn't say Lo B'Tzavav, Lo B'Asiyah. It doesn't say in commandments that you're supposed to put the Mechnasayim on when telling them what to do for the Milum. And Lo B'Asiyah, when it describes what took place during the actual Milum, it doesn't say that Kohen Gadol, that Aaron put on the Mechnasayim. So sit back to the Gemara and says, so how do you know that the Kohen Gadol has to wear the Mechnasayim or that it's Ma'akev? So Kishu Omer, when the Pasuk says, this Pasuk is found in Parshas Tetzaveh, V'zeh adav ha'asher ta'aseh lahem l'kadesh osom l'chayin, when it says that this is what you're supposed to do to be Mekadesh and to become a Kohen, that extra word, that extra pasuk here, lahavi hamichnasayim va'asir seifa, those seemingly extra words there, you look at Rashi, three Y lines down in Rashi, he says, what's the drasha? Kishu omer v'zeh hadavar asher tasilhem vav, it's the vav, mosif al inyan rishon hamedaber b'tzavos asiyas abegadim, v'sham ksiv asolhem michnaseivar. So you look in Parashat Tetzaveh, like I told you before, the beginning of Tetzaveh talks about all the begadim. And then after the begadim, it says this word, this line, v'zeh adavar, and it tells you with the description what's supposed to be done, milum. What's the vav? The two different parshas. First half is talking about making the clothing. The second half is talking about the milum. What's the vav? Coming to say, just like the begadim there, we mentioned michnasayim in the context of making the begadim, v'zeh adavar, adding on, that should also be, even though it's not mentioned in the commandments of the milum, it should also be included in the commandments of the milum. From this extra vav. Okay, so that has to be done. And the Asir Se'efa, if you look at Rashi also, four Y lines down in Rashi, Vasir Se'efa, Shakohanim Tzrichim Lahavi B'yom Chinucham, that the Kohanim need to bring on the day of the Chinucham, when they become inaugurated, initiated into the Avoda, Vafilu HaHedyot, even a Hedyot has to bring it. So here too, the Kohen Gadol Aaron had to bring the Asir Se'efa, because that was initiating, he was beginning his first moments in doing the Avoda in the base of Migdash, or in the Mishkan rather. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam michnasayim ksiv binyanei d'begadim." I understand why the extra vav v'zeh davar can include, could pull the begadim that's mentioned, the michnasayim, which is mentioned in the beginning of Tetzaveh. The vav could pull it into the second half of Tetzaveh, included in the commandments of the milum, because it mentions michnasayim in the first half of that parsha. Ela asir se'efa minon. Asir se'efa is not mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh. How are you able to include that through the word, the letter vav and v'zeh davar? Doesn't make sense. So answers the Gemara, Asya Zezeh. There's a Gzer Shav of the word Zezeh. It says in one context, Mivezeh Karbon Aaron Uvanov, Asher Kivu Lashem the Asir Seifa. It says Zeh when describing that the Kohen Gadol every single day brings an Asir Seifa. Every single day of the year. That's what we spoke about in Shkolim. He takes the Asir Seifa, split it up in half. Half in the morning, half in the evening. That's the Kohen Gadol all year long. And the Kohen Hedyot, the very first time he starts doing the Avoda, he also has to bring an Asir Seifa. So it says v'zeh in talking about the Asir Se'efa. It also says v'zeh adavar, we just mentioned, in the commandments of the Milum. So through the Gzer Shavah Zezeh, we include the Asir Se'efa as also part of the process of Milum. Now comes along Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Minayin Sh'af Mikum Parsha Ma'akev. So what we're doing right now, we're continuing to add on to certain things of what's Ma'akev in the Milum. We had a whole discussion on Aleph, what's Ma'akev, what's not Ma'akev. Now we're adding in Michnasayim. And then we're adding in Asir Se'efa. Now we're adding in a third thing, also the Mikra Parsha Ma'akev. What's Mikra Parsha? So you look at Rashi here. This is six Y lines down in Rashi. Mikra Parshas Miluim, the reading of the Parshas Miluim, Shenitztave Bva'ata Tetzave, in Parshas Tetzave it says, Amar Lehem Letzibor, tell the Tzibor, Be'esim Mishlosh of Adar, on the 23rd of Adar, Kishishchila Miluim, that's when the Miluim began, because the first day of Nisan is when the Mishkan went up. So 7 days prior, on the 23rd of Adar, when they started practicing, doing all the Miluim before the actual Mishkan. And the pasuk continues as in Rashi, "V'kila es aida el Pesach al moed, shenemar v'tikar aida, v'yomer Moshe al aida zeh adavar shetivah Hashem lasos, u'mikros halalu b'asiyas ha'milum b'tzavas arum." So what's going on here? Moshe is told by Hashem to tell the tzibur. Moshe had to get up there and recite the entire process of the milum. How do we know that that's ma'akev? Says the Gemara back at the top, "Tamalomar v'yomer Moshe el ha'ida." And Moshe says to the Eda, "Zeh hadavar asher tziva Hashem, afilu dibur makiv." This is the thing, the davar. This is the dibur. These are the things. Even the dibur, the mikra parsha, is ma'akev.
So what's in regards to the other generation? What is the Moshe? If this ma'akev, if this process is ma'akev as well, the dorot Moshe was only
right.
Dorot midbar.
Yeah, so this special thing, this special halacha mikra, the milum, was only done. That one time event during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu.
So is it Ma'akev or not?
It would have been Ma'akev during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Only then.
Only then, exactly. Other than, there's never another time we'd have to read the Parshas Milum. Now, there is another opinion. There's a Rishon on Yuma. I don't think it's on any other Masechtim. It might be one other. Rabbeinu El-Yakim. Rabbeinu El-Yakim writes that this is a reference to, if you flip, none of our Gemaras, actually Adam's Gemara has it. You flip later to the seventh parak, I think it is. What's it called again? Yom Kippurim, the first Mishnah. Right, so Balakon God, the first Mishnah says, Balakon God, I think to the Azara or something, and he reads the.
Balakon God, the Likros.
Right, Likros. There's halacha on every single Yom Kippur. The Kohen God, the Mishnah there describes at length. He takes the Sefer Torah out and starts reading Parshas Achrimos, which describes the entire Avodah of Yom Kippurim. Special halacha on Yom Kippur every single year. Says Rabbeinu Yaakov, that's what's referring to here. That Mikra Parsha, the reading of the Yom Kippurim Psukim, that's what it's referring to as Ma'akev here. It's a little bit unclear why that's mentioned here. We're talking about the Milum here. We're not talking about Yom Kippurim.
Now, at the level, it will take effect again, all of those 10 things.
Will these things take effect? So according to the Ramban writes that yes, we're going to have, there was one during Bayis Rishon, there was one during Bayis Sheni, and Bayis Shlishi there will yet be another one of Milum. All these things will take place according to the Ramban's understanding. So according to Rashi now, that we're talking about the Parsha Milum, that Aaron, or Moshe rather, I think, said he recited the entire Parsha Milum during the actual Milum. So the Meshech Chachma brings a beautiful raya. One of the, I'd like to ask, which Kriyas HaTorah is a deraisis? Which Kriyas HaTorah is a deraisis? I may even ask this earlier in the year. So typically everyone says Parsha Zachar is one.
Paras and Rishonim.
Exactly. Some Rishonim say Paraduma. And the third one would be Mikra of the Mishnah you just quoted in the Kohen Gadol on every single Yom Kippur he'd read from the Torah. That's a third example. So Meshech Chachma brings a great raya here that Paraduma is a Kriya deraisa. Because once we say that the Pasuk held that the Miluim was Ma'akev, the Miluim had to be recited on the day of the Miluim by Moshe Rabbeinu, like Gemara says. And the Miluim, as a Beis Ma'av tells us, served as a source for Paraduma. That Lasos Lechaper, Lasos was Paraduma, Lechaper was Yom Kippurim. So says the Meshech Chachma, just like the Miluim, the Mikra Parsha, was Ma'akev, so too Paraduma, which is learned from the Shiv Simei Miluim, is also going to Ma'akev. In other words, it's also a Kriya Deraisa. That's what we learned from this piece of the Gemara here. Okay, now continues the Gemara and asks a very interesting question. Ketad Hilbishon, around halfway down, how exactly did they get the Kohen Gadol and Aaron and his children dressed? Where's Ketad Hilbishon? Might have a hava, what I told you before in the beginning of the shir. Who cares how he got them dressed? Whatever happened. What's the nafkamina? What's the relevance to us? How Aaron and the Banav got prepared for the Mishkan? So Gemara says, Ella, Ketad, Malbishan, Lasalavo. How do you know how we're going to do it? By Shlishi, when it comes by Shlishi, how do we get them dressed for the Miluim? Lasalavo, what's the question? Nami, Lichshiyavo, Aaron, Banav, Moshe, Imam. when Tchias Mesim, during the Bayis Shlishi, Aaron, his children, and Moshe will all be there. They'll tell us the answer. Mm-hmm. We don't need to look into it now. We'll save our time, work on something that's more nogea to us, mm-hmm. and let them solve the problem. So, Ela Ketet Habisham L'misvar Kroi. We want to know just how to understand the Pesukim, because the Pesukim seem to be contradictory. So to understand the Pesukim, and we have the Chiv to learn Torah, even though it's not necessarily Halach L'maisa, we learn the Dinim of Ben Sor Moreh, where the Gemara tells us, according to one opinion, it never ever happened. Why the Yirin Dachas. What?
Today, ever tonight.
So Ben Sor Moreh, the actual Dinim, we never killed the Ben Sor Moreh. According to one opinion, it never happened to an Irna Dachas. We learn these sugyas, we learn the Pesukim anyways, so you're supposed to understand the Torah Shebechsav, even though it might not be Halach L'maisa. Now, before we go explain what exactly the Sirim Pesukim are, the Rashash asks, it's implied from this Gemara that Aaron and Banav are the ones who are going to be Mechanech a second time. Aaron and his children already had the Chinuch, they already put the clothing on, they already went through the 7 days of Milum. Why, when the Tchias HaMesim, when they come back, do they have to go through another process of wearing the clothing and going through the whole chinuch again? They already had the chinuch. So there are a few different answers that are given. The Ramban already addresses it. The Ramban says, in Sefer HaMitzvos on the Ramban has his comment and says, when a person dies, when Aaron and his children died, they lost the Kedushas of Kohen. And when they come back to life, they're going to get the kahuna back, but they have to still go through the process of chinuch. They have to be reinitiated into the Sheva kahuna.
I mean, they forgot it?
Not that they forgot it, but the Kedusha of the kahuna, the... When you're Kohen, when you start the Avodah, you have to do a chinuch. You have to be initiated into it. So fired, they have to be brought back in to be rehired, if you will.
Have to renew the membership.
Right, exactly.
To refresh the memory.
Not they didn't forget. No, they didn't forget it, but to be part of the membership, you have to pay your new dues, I guess. Mm. The Avnei Neitzer said, no, they never lost their chinuch, but the nature of karbonos are going to be different in the future than they were. Mm. The karbonos used to be for ourselves, that we need to be mechaper ourselves. In the future, karbanos are not going to be for ourselves. It's going to be for a tikkun. It's based on a tanya, by the way. And a tikkun for the behemoths that are being brought. So since the nature of the karbanos are changing, it's not for the people anymore. It's for the actual animals. So then they have to have a different type of entry into the membership. It's a different nature of the karbanos. That's why they need a new type of chinuch that they were never initiated into in the first place. And Reb Chaim Mibrisk has a third answer. He says, no. They don't need the chinuch. Aaron and his children, once a kohen, always a kohen. Once working in the base of Mikdash, you're always. What do you need the chinuch for? The milum was for the Beis HaMikdash. The Bayis Shlishi, that needs a chinuch. The 7 days of wearing the clothing, that's part of just preparing the Bayis Shlishi. But it wasn't for themselves, it was for the Bayis, for the Beis HaMikdash. And those are three different pshatim, why they would need a renewal on the Asr level.
There it is. Good answers.
Oh, thank you. Not my own. I knew you liked the Tanya one. Right.
I think you liked the Tanya one.
Oh, yeah? The Tikkun on the Behemos? Okay. So finishes the Gemara off now. So what's the steer? What was the machlokas or ambiguity about the Pesukim that we have to understand how they actually got dressed during the Yimei HaMiluim? So the Gemara says, Pligiba b'nei Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yochanan. The children of Rabbi Chia argued with Rabbi Yochanan as follows. Chad Amar, one of them said, Aaron v'acharkach banav. First Aaron got dressed, and then his children. V'chad Amar, one of them said, no, Aaron v'banav b'vas achas. They got dressed together. So Bavas Achas, if I remember correctly, I didn't get a chance to look this up. One Zman in Wayu, I learned this, Maseches Yuma, I believe the Ritva says, it doesn't mean Bavas Achas, they have to time it, ready, go, and start getting dressed now. I think it was that the order didn't make much of a difference. Either one could go first, either Aaron and then his children, or children, then Aaron. That's what Bavas Achas means, I think, according to the Ritva.
All together, no?
I think the Ritva says, not like, okay, let's time it, ready, go.
No, without timing.
No, I think the issue was the Moshe Rabbeinu got them dressed. I think that's where the issue is. So I don't think it could be actually in Bavas Achas. So says the Gemara, so what's Machlokas, whether Aaron got dressed first, or it doesn't make a difference, Bavas Achas means either one could get dressed first. So Amar Bayu, Biktones Umitznefes, the Ktones, which was like the shirt, and Mitznefes was the hat that they wore, Kuyama lo pligi the Aaron v'acharkach banav. Everybody agrees that first Aaron put his shirt on, and then he put his hat on. Everybody agrees that Aaron went first, because the Bein B'tzava, whether it was mentioned in the Tzavos, the commandments, which is Parshas Tzava, Bein Basia, Bein, whether it's talking about the actual description of what happened, namely Parshas Tzav, Aaron Kadim. You look in both Pesukim. In Tzava and Tzav, Aaron talks about Aaron wearing the Mitznefes and Ksonas first. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Be'avni, when it came to the belt that they wore around their waist. Man the Amar Aaron, v'acharkach banav, the Aaron wore it first, and then his children. The Pasuk says, this one's in Parshas Tzav, Vayachkor oso ba'avnate, you that first oso him Aaron put on the belt. Vahadar k'siv then says Vayachkor osam, and then the children. So we see that Aaron went first. Well, I think then Moshe. I think Moshe is the one who's doing this. And Moshe first put it on Aaron, and then he put it on the children. So that's why the one opinion says Aaron comes first. However, Ma Damar Aaron Uvano Vivasacha said it could go either way. It doesn't make a difference. Dichsiv v'chagarta osam. It's a pasuk in Parshat Tetzaveh that he put all them together. Vivasachas, meaning that it makes no difference. So maybe we'll stop here because the next discussion goes well into the next daf. So we'll stop here.
We could undo it.
Okay, I'm fine. Let's go for it. I just don't. People come to
take more than 5 minutes to get the 2 dots. It flows. This whole Gemara flows.
You are right.
In the next daf.
Yeah. It's 8 lines down. Okay, we could do it. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Everyone okay with that? Everyone
agree
with your time?
Okay. So Gemara asks now. Leman damar Aaron uvano bevas achas. The one who held that Aaron and his children bevas achas, because it says v'chakarot osam. But Haksiv, doesn't the pasuk in Tzav say v'achkor oso ba'avneit v'hadaksiv v'achkor osam ba'avneit? The pasuk in Tzav sounds like no. Aaron came first and then his children. Answer the Gemara on the top of Vav Amud Aleph. Amar lecha ha'hu avneito shakon gadol lo zeh hu avneito shakon hadyot. When it says that they're different, it doesn't mean that they wore them differently. It means the actual belt was very different. One of them, exactly, the make of it with the fabric was different. Too bad that Ricky's not here. But the fabric was very different. One was Kalaim, one wasn't Kalaim.
He's working on the design. Right?
Right, okay, so one of the Avnatim, one of the belts was Kalaim, was Shatnez. And one of them was just completely white linen. So that's the machlok. That's why it separates the two of them in the asiya, in the actual wearing of it. But it actually was able to be done. But basachas be done at the same time, or meaning in any order you wanted. But they should separate them because they're two different fabrics. Ulman damer Aaron uvacharkach banov. The one who thinks that Aaron first was wore the belt and then his children. V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh tell us v'chagarta osam, that he wore them together at one time, basachas? Amalacha, that comes to teach me. No, the belt, the fabric was the same. So machlokas, two-way machlokas. One machlokas is what was the order. Second machlokas is did they have the same fabric of the belt or different fabrics of the belt? Okay, so now what's the next point here? Vayachkor oso
avne. The end of the statement. So they're saying, but so why does it say vayachkor oso and then vayachkor osam?
Okay, so once we have that, so once they're all the same, that Vayachkor Osam tells me that they're all one fabric. Vayachkor Osam, Avnate, Vayachkor Osam, Lamali, Shma Amino, Aaron, Vayachkor Banav. Okay? And then the Gemara says, B'vasach, I guess it was a Gemara, not a Ritva. B'vasachas, mi mishkachasla. Is it really possible you could do it in one time? Look at Rashi, B'vasachas, mi mishkachasla. Shehe Moshe Levado Choger Mechamisha Bnei Adam Kachas. He only had two hands. He couldn't do five.
He was huge.
Right. He was very large. So Lo Tzricha De'akdim. No, means in terms of was it Makev who came first? The Maisa Aaron went first, but it could have been his children went first also. It wasn't Makev who went first. Okay, Shkoyach for pushing us.
Shkoyach.
Yeah.